Hello and welcome back to the HBO Boys. It's a magical time of year again, everybody. Flowers flying, ovens are preheating, and the tent is officially open. That's right. The Great British Bake Off is back, and we are diving straight into the very first episode of the brand new season. And what better way to begin, Adam, with the sweetest tradition of all. Cake week, baby!
Cake week. Give me cake.
Just like grab yourself a slice of homemade something. We're going to recap and talk about the first episode, and we're going to cover every last crumb.
Oh, we're going to pick up all that flour.
Oh, everybody get wrapped in a warm blanket of a show. That's what's happening to me when I was watching Great British Bake Off. It's what always happens to me when I watch Great British Bake Off. It's the most comforting show
ever made.
It really is.
Yeah, like as soon as that intro music hits and you see that video of cake being made, little girl licking the spoon, I'm like...
and looking slightly to the left.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, it's so lovely. And I actually made a mention to Hannah about this. I don't think they've changed the intro in years. It's the same one.
I was watching it and I thought at first that it was different. I just had not watched it in so long.
It's the same.
And it's completely the same. And it's just, oh my gosh. I am so glad that it's back. It feels like drinking hot chocolate, but in a TV show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Next to a warm fire. Oh. It's just, it is the most comforting show. I love it to death. It is the most happy show. Even when things go wrong, it's still happy.
Right. And we have our presenters from last season back. We have Allison Hammond, who has lost an incredible amount of weight and barely even looks like herself anymore. She looks great. And then Noel Fielding, who is the same person that he always is.
He's the same.
And honestly, a bit more demure this year. He said a lot more things that he was just like, and actually, I'm very sad, but with a smile. He said more of those things this year than he usually does.
I didn't notice.
You didn't pick up on that one?
No, I didn't. That's funny, though. I'm going to look out for it.
And then obviously, we got Michelin star baker Prue Leaf and our blue-eyed dinosaur Paul Hollywood back. Pretty cool.
Yeah, speaking of dinosaur, that intro was wild.
Yeah, man. There was a CGI dinosaur in it.
There was a CGI dinosaur. And then Prue weirdly looked incredibly like John Hammond.
Yeah. I mean, she pulled it off. Perfectly.
Really?
Noel Fielding got eaten.
He did. I was like, dang, they're actually kind of going there with this.
And then they go, welcome to the Great British Bake Off. And then and I'm like, ha, ha, ha. And they were like, do you want to it's Netflix, so they were like, do you want to skip the intro? And I was like,
absolutely not. Never. Turn that
get out of here with that.
Oh, so good, dude. Yeah, it is a perfect comfort show. It is the only comfort show that I really like watching.
Yeah, I mean, it's also, as Americans who are watching it's just the most British shit of all time.
Oh my God, so British.
Yeah, and although I will say, this cast for this season, or series, as they say, as I learned from last season's Taskmaster, which is... by the way, the best show on television, and had an American on it last time, Jason Mantzoukas, who kept saying season, and they kept being like, it's serious, Jason. I will say that this is an eclectic bunch they got this year.
Yeah, no kidding. It feels like slightly eclectic every year until we really settle in with these people, and then it feels like a nice, happy family. But yeah, it is glaringly eclectic this year.
What I'll say is that... I think what you just said makes sense. Like, the first episode is always a little odd because I don't know who I'm rooting for a bit yet. I don't exactly know who I want to win. And also, like, they aren't really close. Like, this show is cool in that because they go home more now post-COVID, because post-COVID they now like go they can go back to their abodes for a week and like work on bakes and then come back. But yeah. Some of them, and most of them in the past, stay in like on the ground or in a nearby hotel. So sure. They become their own personalized like families during the, you know, 2 months they're shooting Great British Bake Off in the heat of the summer, a British summer. And so like they become like small little families. And when they get voted off, they like cry because they're losing their friends. And like, that is just something that doesn't happen on any, let's call it what it is, reality show.
Sure.
Where like everybody is, and because it's very British and because they lean into the like comfortability of it all, usually very nice to each other, which is why that one time like 6 seasons ago when that dude purposely took a thing out of a freezer and made somebody lose, it was still talked about till this day by me specifically, because when it happened I was like, my comfort show, and there was vindictive people,
it's
on
ruined.
It that's crazy.
It's ruined.
It wasn't ruined. It was like, God, I just didn't. It was just a sucker punch.
Yeah, and since then, never happened again. I wonder if they preface like, you cannot sabotage.
No, you're right. Like this ain't that kind of show. Also, Maybe they just like fixed it in that they got more freezers. But it's always so hot.
It's always so, even when they have the freezers on full blast, it still seems to be too hot in there. And also there's ovens. It's kind of the perfect scenario to be incredibly hot in the middle of the summer with ovens baking sweet treats.
Right. And we can dive into it. I'm not going to go into every baker here. We're going to lose them one by one, so we can hone in perhaps next week. By the way, this is what we're doing for the next 10 weeks. We are talking about Great British Bake Off, and I know it's not on HBO, but nothing makes me more excited or happy when I'm watching it and or wanting to talk about something than Great British Bake Off. So
yeah,
this is what's going on.
So much so that when we took a boys' trip one time, I remember it was the one with Giuseppe, and we watched it in the mornings. We like caught up on a bunch of episodes while we were there.
There's no better way to start a day with like a glass of Joe, perhaps a tea, and watching the most British baking shit known to man
with your bros, dude. It was such a lovely experience in the White Mountains of where were we? Seattle,
Wyoming.
Nope. Cascades. The Cascades.
Cascades. Sure.
Yeah, not the White Mountains. That's New Hampshire.
Whatever, man. Anyway. In mountains.
Yeah.
So the first bake they did, the signature, was a Swiss roll. And when they said it, I was like, this is a perfect thing for them to make and for two entomen such as us to discuss.
I know. Oh, the Swiss roll. Wasn't the Swiss roll on our top five list of prepackaged baked goods that we spoke about in our Entenmann podcast, which you can go listen to now on all of your streaming platforms?
Oh my God. Yes. What a great ad you just did. Yeah. It sure was, Adam. And all of these Swiss rolls looked incredible, although the one or two of them did sort of the guy with the hot caramel where he was just like, well, this is going to melt. those ones looked bad.
Yeah. And the poop, it just looked like poop, dude. There's one that just straight looked like poop. Yeah.
But every time they cut into one, all I could think was, boy, I want to eat that.
Yeah, dude, I love Swiss rolls. A good Swiss roll is really good.
Also, like how British it is, it all so, especially with how like diverse the bakers are this year.
Yeah.
So many interesting flavors. Always on this show, they do like Scottish or British or Walesian. How do you say for Wales?
Welsh. Welsh. Fuck. They are Welsh. Right, yeah. Nice. Walesian. I like Walesian better. So
I like Walesian too. Anyway, they do flavors like cardamom that never in a million years would I have in my baked treat, because
it's so good.
I bet it is, but this is America. Give me sugar featuring raspberries or something. I don't know.
There is definitely sugar in it.
In fact, literally the technical had raspberry. We'll get there, but
yeah.
Yeah, man, the signature happens. Everyone had time to make this, but this is the first time they're making it in public while being filmed around other people in a hot tent. The pressure must be on.
It's the pressure of the tents, pressure of first bake. You know, got to get those nerves out and get that first person eliminated so we kind of know where we stand here. We need a baseline baker, dude.
And I will say, that's one of my favorite parts, just listening to the flavor combinations. Like, had the second play. One of the better ones made by Jessica, coconut and grapefruit, which I was like, what would that be? Really but then, like, the very normal, like, the lemon and raspberry. Oh, yeah. Boy.
It's good. Or what? Wasn't there one that was just like chocolate strawberry?
Yes. And then also, you know, Hassan's, which didn't go well.
No, it didn't.
That Smurf sounded guy. chocolate, coffee, and caramel, which when he said it, I was like, well, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. But lo and behold.
No, it wasn't, because I don't think he's very good at baking.
As it turns out. But didn't they said that his tasted really good? It just wasn't formed correctly because it was way too hot, way too
That's
hot.
My favorite thing. Pruleith always is just like, well, it tastes amazing.
This is a little bit of a triumph.
Okay. I hate how good you are at impressions. It pisses me off every time. A Michelin star impression, perhaps.
Wow. I'll take that star.
Lemon and matcha, you know, rhubarb and custard. We got the Ukrainian passion petal Swiss roll.
The rhubarb and custard. Have you ever had anything that's like sweet with rhubarb before?
No, but I really want to.
It's so good. You could eat rhubarb straight up and it tastes like sugar. It's crazy.
A thing I'm not going to ever apologize for over the next 10 weeks, but I am going to bring up right now. And by the way, like, it's just how you and I talk when we talk about food. It's I don't know how interesting, but it is sort of 45 minutes of us going, so good.
Or like,
dude. It ripped. It was so rips, good. Dude. my main takeaway from the signature was that you can always tell, like, there are always one or two people who are like, oh, you're good at this. Like,
oh, yeah. Very technical.
No time management skills. Pun intended. No, no, because we're about to get to the... In fact, let's get to the technical.
Yeah.
Fucking proper, as James Acaster says, proper bake-off prison rules. This is the most insane technical I've ever seen, where they don't give them instructions they give them extra ingredients.
It was new, dude.
Sort of mean, honestly.
And you know, you are the most primary person that I ever hear use the term red herring, because we talk about it a lot in TV shows and movies and things like that.
Sure.
But Paul Hollywood said red herring a few times in this episode. And I'm like, huh, it's a real term.
They weren't supposed to use the almonds?
I know.
Get out of there. They
gave almonds. And then they gave him all the different fruits, and they were like, it's either raspberry or cherry or blackberry.
I do like that they were like, we're going to give them all the red fruits. Hopefully they taste and they know. And then we're going to give them almonds, which almost every one of them was like, I mean, I guess I use the almonds, right?
Yeah, right. Because it's either almond extract or almonds, and you're always going to go for the real thing if you can, right?
I mean, as extract, it turns out,
arguably, it is just almond extract.
But I will say, with like the fondant on the outside, which by the way, fondant usually tastes disgusting.
Oh, that's gross.
But it does look, those looked, again, so good.
They did look good, except for some of them that looked like they were smokers for 20 years. Like there's a lot of that going on because it just wasn't done right or whatever. But there's a few in there that, they pretty much hit the mark on what it looked like.
I mean, not having recipes is diabolical.
That is diabolical. Like, I think of myself on this show. I'm not much of a baker. I think I could throw something together if I had to. But, like, if you just put a bunch of ingredients in front of me and didn't give me a recipe or like any sort of like measurements or time to do anything, I would be absolutely lost. Everything would be coming out looking like a flat pancake because nothing would rise.
Here's now a short scene of Adam playing both presenters doing ready, set, bake. And then if the camera cut to me after being able or being told I was about to do something with no recipe.
All right, ready, set, bake.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's about right.
And it bleeps it, and they're like, Ryan, you can't.
You can't say that.
This is the Great British Bake Off. You're the first American we've had in a while, and this is why we don't do it.
You're just swearing all the time. You're not be more cozy. Oh, fudge.
Oh, fudge, fudgy biscuits. No.
Oh, figgy pudding.
Toby comes out of the technical winning first. I know him as young mustache jujitsu man.
Young mustache jujitsu man. I can't even say it. Jujitsu
is hard to say.
Yeah. No, I like Toby so far. I don't think he's going to be like my front runner to win, but I think he's going to be one of those mid-card guys that lasts until like the very last couple of episodes. You know, those people where they just do enough to not be in the lowest or the highest. They're just there.
Yeah. And then second place, Oliver Closeoff coming in hot.
What is that?
I don't know, but it's always just so specific. Like when they're asking about, like at the beginning of the signature in the first episodes, it's not just describe what your Swiss roll is about to be. It's also the intro to all these characters.
Right.
And then it cuts away to like a little short vignette. So the things they decide to put in there are supposed to set the stage for who these people are and give you, you know, and when it cut to Jessica and it was just like, she's a normal lady and she's going to be really good at breaking. Also, she's a drag king and her name is Oliver Closeoff and she grabs her crotch. I was like, okay, Bake Off.
Like, I know that was a little wild. It's funny. A couple of seasons ago, it might've been last season actually, where they were talking about like Helen's beaver or something. Cause they made a beaver.
What
and like
the heck?
Some of these jokes and like some of these swings are very racy. And
you know what
like,
they are? You know what they are, Adam?
What are they?
They're cheeky.
Hey there, you cheeky bastard.
You cheeky little bugger. I can't do accents. So
I forgot that was Jessica's drag king name. Oliver Closeoff. Jesus Christ.
And then third place in the technical is Natalia, a Ukrainian who got out before the war and has Tourette's. And like, that's what I'm talking about when I say eclectic. I mean, like, there are three, like, you don't get a whole lot usually of every person when it's the first episode, but like a lot of the folks who are on Bake Off this season have like, if you were forced to describe them in three or four words and not just one, they have like a lot of facets to them. Like Natalia, she got out before the war.
Yeah. What a sentence.
And then you're watching, you're like, does she have a stutter? And you're like, well, she does have a stutter.
Yeah.
And then they're like, Tourette's. And you're like, okay. Oh. So,
but like the way they showed the first one was a little questionable, I'll tell you.
It was weird.
But yeah, it was like it didn't prepare you for it. I suppose nothing can really prepare you for it if you don't know, but like it was very jarringly like, oh, she has Tourette's. Like, you know, this is actually a problem.
Yeah. This is going to be something.
Yeah, and like, you know, after towards the end of the episode, by the end of the episode, I was like very used to her like cadence, so it was fine.
And by the way, best get used to her because I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but
yeah, oh, please do, yeah.
She's Star Baker.
She's so good. Her showstopper was incredible. The landscape cake, dude, it looked like a globe.
Which by the way, love that. Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. We love maps here.
We love maps. This is a real map place. By the way, I don't know why, but all of a sudden I am choking and dying.
Don't do that.
It's because I want to eat so many of these showstoppers.
Yeah, are you salivating so much that you can't keep up with it?
That's what's happened. Nailed it. That is sort of exactly what has happened. Listen, these showstoppers, a lot of the time, I don't have like They're not always appetizing.
Mm-hmm.
These cake week, week comes to fuck. And
like, Jesus.
Sorry.
You know what though? Most of them, you know, even if they don't look appealing, as soon as they cut into it and you see the layers and the colors and the ingredients kind of just highlight the cross section of that cake. Woo. It's like, damn, I was saying to Hannah over and over again, I was like, I just want to eat that.
Oh my God. Like, I wanted to eat truly everything that was on screen for the entirety of it. I mean, other highlights for me. I mean, so many of them were so good, but like, Toby, again, the young mustache jujitsu, the PB and Jacob's ladder
that great.
He made, and so many of them were great, but it was nice. Like, it wasn't that much of a surprise when Hassan got eliminated.
Oh yeah,
because he bombed the technical so hard, and I mean,
he bombed the Swiss roll so hard.
Right, he got 10th out of 12, and he bombed the Swiss roll, and so when he left, honestly, I look forward to like weeks 2 through 5 when it gets again down to a bit more of a core cast. And also, hopefully, like, some of them are staying nearer with each other, so they become fam, dog.
Yeah, I want the fam aspect of it. I think we'll get it. I think we'll get it. Who do you think is really showing their chops here, and will be lasting throughout this season with us?
Oh, I think we're gonna have Toby for quite a while here. I think we're gonna have Young Mustache Jiu-Jitsu for a bit. Mm-hmm. I think we're gonna have Jessica. I think we're going to have Natalia.
Yeah.
Dark Horse, Aaron, who for his Showstopper made the Pastel Paradiso landscape cake. I think he's going to be around for a bit. At the end of when we're talking about the episode, we're going to do this every week. Who we think will be eliminated next week and who we think will win. And see by the end of the season, like, if we get there and how long one of us was right.
Okay,
who do you think is going to be eliminated? Who do you think is going to win?
Ooh, for next week. Just next week, who's going to be Star Baker next week?
No. Who do you think is going to be eliminated next week, and who's going to win the season?
Oh, shit. Okay. Let me look. I think that we might see the fall of Leighton next week. He was hanging on by the skin of his teeth, man.
Yes.
I just don't think that that's going to be great.
Now, is it Leighton or Leighton?
Leighton. I think you're right. I think it's Leighton. I think that makes Leighton more sense. Who do I think is going to win? I think it's either gonna be Toby, Natalia, or Ian.
Yep.
I think even though Ian didn't do very well in his technical, I think he was the one that did that amazing university Swiss roll where it was the outline of the building.
We're talking about our local short king.
Dude, oh my God. It was amazing. I think
Mustache Mullet Short King.
No, it's amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I looked at some of the other names you have.
You can't read any of those.
No. That's internal. It's internal.
That's inside baseball. I think next week, Tom is going to be gone. Obviously last in the technical week one.
I don't remember his Swiss roll. I'm like he was very forgettable.
He made the tartan. Tartan. But very, very forgettable. I think we might lose him next week.
Okay.
And I think the eventual winner will be Jessica.
Okay.
I think it'll be a Jessica Natalia final.
Yep. I wouldn't be mad about that.
No. I just think they're the strongest bakers on the show, but like, obviously, you know, meltdowns happen on this show literally and figuratively.
You
can be the best baker in the tent but have a bad week and you're out of there. Paul Hollywood done. With his,
right,
his pearly blues are shooing you out of the tent.
Who do you think is going to be the first one to get a Paul Hollywood handshake?
Okay, so I think first handshake is going to Aaron.
Aaron, that's, okay.
Yeah. Aaron screams handshake to me.
You do. Was he the one that, like, I thought he was going to get one immediately. Was he the one that was like, it was very evident, like Paul was like, this is perfect.
Yes, but I think a little bit in the back of Paul Hollywood's mind, he can't give handshake round one.
No, but he did last year. I can't remember who it was. Yeah, he did last year.
Yeah. Listen, also, okay, here's this thing I always think about Bake Off.
Okay.
There are enough seasons out with Prue and Paul as the moderators slash the judges, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you can watch them and you could know what are the most common flavor profiles that either of them like.
Oh,
why
yeah.
wouldn't you just do that shit the whole time?
I know. Maybe there's a clause somewhere where you can't do that. I feel like that would be like a rule.
Cheating?
Yeah, a little bit cheating. But like everyone knows Prue loves a boozy cake.
Of course. But too much, know? Not too much.
Not too much. And then I can't remember what Paul Hollywood's like favorite flavor combo was. He says it a bunch. It's going to happen this season, but I forget.
Yeah,
what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah. We'll get
maybe
it.
Lemon and poppy seed. Yeah, it was something like that.
Well, I'll tell you personally, I love a lemon and poppy seed.
Oh, dude. So good.
And hopefully you continue on this journey and you be so good with us, because next week we got biscuits, bitch.
Oh, biscuits week, dude. Now, there's some biscuits I really don't like those very crumbly, weird biscuits.
Hey,
but
can we do this?
Yeah.
Let's call them cookies. You know?
Yeah, it's really a cookie week, right?
It's cookie week. Now, listen, yeah. I know that's a bit sacrilege, but...
Biscuits, dude. Well, it depends if it's an actual biscuit or if it's more a cookie.
That's true. That's the thing. And I think what they lose by calling them all biscuits, because I think the biscuits that I'm thinking of, they think of biscuits too, but the cookies I'm thinking of, they think of biscuits too. And those are cookies.
And on that note, please follow us on our Patreon at patreon.com/HBOBOIZ for $1 or more a month. You get all of these podcasts early and ad free, and you get your name read out at the end of every episode as well. You also do get some exclusives too, periodically here and there as we record them. But we'd like to thank our current patrons: Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, Jurassic World Afterbirth, Clementine Pennyfeather Bestman.
What the? Come on.
Brentkin. Craig, John Jewers, Major Woody, Butter Nichols, Susan, Buffalo Pizzle, C. Fritz, and Cat's Pajamas 10. And thank you, Brent Ginn and Butter Nichols, for being our $5 a month tier patron. We appreciate you all the time. We appreciate all of you for donating. Please also follow us on our social medias at the HBO Boys Podcast or the HBO Boys Pod on Threads, Instagram, TikTok. I am pretty active on Threads. Feel free to interact with me, share stuff, comments, all that great stuff. It's a fun time. I try and post these pods and questions and answers about things we're watching. So, you know, feel free to interact over there. I'll like, comment, and subscribe, all that stuff. Ryan, any parting words this week before we enter into the new era of Great British Bake Off even further?
If you don't want to be a craggy sponge, then you must continue listening to the HBO Boys talk about the Great British Bake Off.
Don't be a soggy bottom. Watch the HBO Boys Great British Bake Off.
I always remember the word craggy because of this show. Claggy. Mm. Oh my God, I did it wrong.
Claggy. You did it wrong. It's fine. You got there.
What I was discussing were cakes that were on the Astro Crag from Guts.
Oh, yes. You even got that wrong. It's the Agro Crag. But anyway.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.